Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch. Right here on LA Talk Radio, the country's most listened to internet talk radio station. Cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk, as always. Oh man, I've got a great show for you today. And we're talking about love. One of my favorite subjects. One of the subjects a lot of my patients go, huh? What's that? I never had it. I don't know what that is. Well, we're going to be talking about that and how early upbringing has affected you. And also, we're going to be talking about how to get and attract the right person. I mean, how many times have you or someone you know said, I really want to find a special person to have a relationship with, but I keep finding the wrong guys or women or ladies. And why do I keep attracting the same kind of person who's going to hurt me? The bad boys. The bitches, right? I can't stand these women. I can't stand these guys. I hear this so often. They also say, I'm never, you know, they go to the dark side. I never am going to find anybody that makes me happy. Ever. Never, ever. Nope, not possible. Well, we're going to be talking about a lot of great things. How to become a magnet for love that lasts. How to unlock your heart's potential to know and to develop a relationship with you, baby. You, yourself. I mean, how many friends do you know? Or do you? As soon as you get out of a relationship, someone breaks up with you. You're not feeling good about somebody. You break up with them. You jump right back into another relationship. You don't get to spend enough time with you because maybe you're a little insecure about being alone or not having that downtime that you so desperately need to go within yourself and say, huh, who am I? Why am I making all these mistakes? And today you're going to find out how to clear out some emotional baggage that prevents you from attracting love. Get rid of that baggage, guys. And of course, how to build your self-esteem, how to remain happy, and retain a positive attitude under all circumstances. Oh, come on. I can't do that. Who could do that? We can't do that. Yeah, we can try. And the more we practice looking at the good side of things that affect us negatively and ask ourselves, well, you know, that hurts, that sucks, that was bad and all. But what can I learn out of this that I don't repeat again so I don't have to feel the pain again? And if you feel the pain again, it's great to say, I guess I haven't learned it yet. What can I do that's different this time? How can I think differently this time that's going to help me? You're also going to learn today how to attract the love of your life and eliminate doubts in recognizing the one. The one. There's lots of the ones out there. You're just not vibing. You're just not seeing it. Yeah, sometimes I hear from a lot of patients also, they're online dating and they've got to filter a lot of folks and they get filtered too. I was rejected. I'm not smart enough. Apparently not. I'm not sexy enough. I'm not hot enough. I'm not interesting enough. It's like hogwash. Not true. You got to find the right person that loves you for who you are. Impossible, you say? No, not impossible. It's real. It's absolutely real. And you can find someone. So I'm just kind of getting you guys all ready for this. Because we are going to be talking about yoga and love. What? Yeah, yeah. My special guest is Vish Iyer. And he's often described as a maverick, unconventional rebel yogi, speaker, author, actor, workout junkie, coach, and entrepreneur. He's a rare cocktail of spirituality, science, and entrepreneur. He's all rolled into one. He's the real deal, folks. He was in here in the studio. Gosh, it's been a while now. And he has his own 30-year meditation practice that he's been doing. That's, of course, being born into a family of several generations of Vedic yoga scholars and masters in southern India. So his strength lies in his intuitive ability to help anybody, even Miley Cyrus, yeah, to find love. To get it together and really be ready for someone who's ready for you. So Vish is on the line right now. And, of course, we're also talking about his book, Love and Yoga. We'll tell you how you can get the book and find out more about Vish at the end of the show. Vish, hey, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, Dr. Michelle?
Hey,
good morning.
It's great. Good morning to you. Well, how...
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you just great. I can hear you very well. So, again, you know, we've talked about your book, but it's getting close to Valentine's Day. And I thought, what a perfect idea to have Vish on the show because you are the love expert. with that spiritual sense within you that you've been practicing for so long, and you are a personal mentor for so many people and celebrities. You've helped so many people, and I know you want to be discreet about that, Vish. But maybe I'll get some of your confidential information out at the end of the show for who you've treated. So let's talk about your whole book theory about yoga and love. And I just want to put it out there right off the bat here. Why do so many people go through relationships that don't last? Why do we keep repeating these cycles, Vish?
We'll approach it in two ways. When two people meet, we talk a lot about chemistry.
Mm.
We talk, right? We say if it doesn't work out, and you hear people say this all the time, the chemistry doesn't work out.
Right. Right.
And we also say that maybe initially the chemistry was there, but then you never know where it went and it disappeared.
Right.
Where did it go?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what yoga, let's diagnose what the problem is and diagnose why relationships are not working. What yoga is saying is behind chemistry is energy.
Mm-hmm.
Energy controls everything. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed. Mm-hmm. Energy is the mother. It is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what yoga is saying is the quality of this energy determines the quality of your chemistry.
Uh-huh.
And it determines the quality of the relationship you're going to attract and how long you're going to keep that relationship.
Aha. Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. And this.
Mm-hmm. And this energy in Sanskrit is called prana.
Prana. Yes.
Yes. And it's just like your sink gets dirty every day and you need to upkeep and clean it consistently.
Yes.
They are your body. The same way, anytime you do, all the yoga methods and tools were discovered to keep that energy, quality of energy high.
Yes, yeah.
Our quality of prana high. Okay, now what is prana? Prana is the energy of magnetism.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mother energy of electricity.
Yes.
And that's why I said quality of relationship you attract. Okay, now yoga is saying, okay, I need to increase the quality of this energy. What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Now it gave you systematic tools to build the power of your magnetism.
Yes. And that's what you're...
Right, to build the quality of this energy. The most powerful tool is meditation.
And why is that? What is within that that sort of helps your energy, Vish?
Well, okay, so we all come with a certain amount of prana, just like every person has a certain amount of bank balance.
Okay, right.
And that's the best metaphor you can think of. Let up energy, you have a certain pranic bank balance. And every day we write checks out against it.
Mm-hmm.
And like right now, I'm talking to you.
Right.
It's an expense. It's I'm spending prana, meaning I'm spending energy.
Yes.
When you eat food, you get some prana, but you also lose some prana in digestion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you don't live right, you're losing prana. So this I classified in the book as getting every action you do either is magnetizing you or demagnetizing you.
Right. Yes.
Like, for example, a lot of meat eating will demagnetize you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sad, you're going to be demagnetized, meaning you're pushing away love. You're pushing away what is good for you.
Mm-hmm. And in your studies,
magnetized.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, now your goal is to increase your pranic bank balance, meaning to become such a powerful magnet. Anytime you put an intention out, you can automatically manifest or attract that onto you. Because we know thoughts are things. As mm-hmm. you think, you attract.
Mm-hmm.
But you need energy to sustain the power to consistently attract what is good for you.
Yes. Absolutely.
And that depends on your pranic bank balance.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about you need that energy, you need, and you talked about the negative thinking and, you know, the positive thinking. So are you saying, Vish, that, you know, practicing yoga and what is love, same thing, basically, in your words, kind, and you're going to help us kind of step by step get into this. We sort of clear some of that negative stuff going on, and we can sort of get more in tune with who we are and
right,
focus
right.
on the more positive
right.
things.
Right. All okay. these things mean the same thing. Getting you to tune with we who are connecting. A lot of people talk about God, connecting with God, or becoming more positive. Everything depends on all you're doing is you're increasing prana. Prana
mm-hmm.
is intelligent energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just like you can have salt water in a cup, but if you keep pouring yeah. enough fresh water, after a point, it loses its saltiness, right?
Yes, exactly.
The same way, you don't need to remove negative energy. When light switches on, darkness automatically vanishes.
Mm. That's so true.
And the same way, as you bring in more and more prana into your consciousness, and when I say consciousness, every human is made of three levels. We have the body,
yep,
the mind and emotion, and the spirit.
Yes. Yes, we're made up
and
of all.
Through yoga practices, and when they say yoga, it means the physical stretching, it means the pranayama, the breathing, it actually means more meditation. Every action brings or attunes yourself with more and more prana.
Yes.
Meaning increasing your bank balance. And mm-hmm. as prana comes in, just like I said, the light switch goes on. You start making the right decisions in life, you start getting happier.
Mm.
You start magnetizing, you start manifesting your ideal mate, getting into the career of your dreams, all the good stuff.
Yeah. You know, Vish, you are a scientist as well, and you have advanced degrees in biology. So folks out there, if you're listening, you know, this guy is the real deal. And as, you know, we talked about last time you were on the show, you come from a family, a wonderful family. You were born into several generations of Vedic yoga scholars and masters. So, I mean, that was the biggest influence on you and how you live your life, right, Vish?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. It's my family is, as you trace back, my true last name is Vashishta. We know in India, Vashishta was the saint or the sage who wrote the first yoga book.
Mm, interesting.
And I'm from the direct lineage. Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. So you, and it, by the way, folks, it's not a religion, guys. It's not.
Yeah. See, we always put some labels on. To,
right. Right.
It's a tradition. It's built on experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some. It has its cultural connotations to it.
Mm-hmm.
It has ritualistic connotations to it. But my job is. Moving into the West is to take out what works,
mm-hmm.
take out the experience part of it by experimenting, teaching people to experiment. That's what I do.
Yes.
I encourage people to, I give them tools and it's like I put food on the table and it's for them to eat and
yes.
find out the food is tasty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking out all cultural connotations, taking out all blind dogma.
Yes.
If you breathe, you can change your consciousness. If you sit still, you can change your consciousness. If you stretch, you can change your consciousness.
Yes.
As you change your consciousness, your perception changes.
Mm-hmm.
And as your perception changes, you see things better. Then you make better choices.
It's so true. And, you know, based on scientific studies of the brain as well, which goes along with what you have to say, Vish, is, you know, the more we think in a certain way or still our mind to focus and get rid of all the clutter, the more we're building those neural patterns that are reinforcing the calmness, reinforcing more of the positive things rather than the clutter that gets in our way. Why? When we always say, you know, I'm not good enough, no one will love me, I'm not worthy,
right.
You know, I'm
right.
Ugly.
And again, if you plot, and I'll get to the science pretty quickly, I want to set up the yoga aspect of it, and it's very important to understand all these negative affirmations,
right,
which we keep repeating.
Yes.
It is nothing but you are in a state of demagnetism.
Yes.
All you have to check within yourself is, am I magnetizing myself? Am I increasing magnetism inside, or am I demagnetizing?
Yes.
And how would you know if you're consistently negative, if you're consistently cynical, if you're consistently repeating all these negative affirmations inside you?
Yep.
you know that you're demagnetizing.
That's right.
If you don't feel like doing anything, you're lazy, you're in a state of demagnetism.
Yep.
Same if you're cheerful, enthusiastic, you wake up in the morning, you're raring to go, you're in a great state of magnetism.
Yep. That's so true. By the way, in case you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me. And my special guest today, Vish Iyer. He's the author of the book Yoga and Love. And we're talking about so many different concepts. If you are looking for love or just looking for self-love, folks, this is where to be right now. Because you're going to learn how to sort of unlock your heart's potential to know and develop good relationships with others, but most importantly, with yourself, and build your self-esteem and try to remain happy and stay in that positive place. So you kind of, right, Vish, you attract people of like thinking when you're in that place.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this happens a lot in as people start meditating, and all my coaching clients say this all the time. The moment I start doing your program or your meditation,
mm-hmm.
I don't hang out with the same people anymore. You hear this a lot. It just falls off because your vibration has changed. Your energy has changed. You don't, and those things of gossip or sitting around doing nothing and just fooling around, the thought doesn't interest you because the moment you build awareness of your own consciousness, it just opens up possibilities.
Yes.
That's what yoga does. It expands the mind.
Yes.
It opens up possibilities. And once you open up possibilities, you think, oh my God, I can achieve so much. I can do so much.
Mm-hmm.
I can get so much more out of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And once you get to that state, and that's why it's Jim Rohn said, you are an average of 5 people you hang out with.
Yes, it's so true. It's so true, Vish. No, that's right. Exactly.
As you start meditating, you tend to start going towards people of that consciousness.
Right. And a lot of listeners, you know, think, and we're going to get into this in just a little bit. A lot of listeners I know think, oh my gosh, meditation. I don't want to become a yogi. I don't want to become this person that has to go up on the mountaintop and isolate myself from everyone else. That's not what it's about, guys. And Vishi's going to tell you how to do it in just a little bit. Let me remind you guys, if you'd like to email me or Vish Iyer, my special guest today, a special question, do so. Okay? You can just go on to docmichelle@aol.com. That's where we're taking some of the questions today. docmichelle@aol.com. Love to hear from you. If you have any questions or worries or anything that you would like to bring up with Vish, the relationship expert, just come on, bring it. We'd love to help you out. So we were talking about some of the negatives, Vish, those negative thoughts that we spin on. You know, and we don't bother to sort of meditate or go in and create prana for ourselves, as you call it. Now, you talk about 5 myths in your book, Yoga
right.
and Love, that many
right.
of us believe when it comes to how we should date and find love in today's society are all off. So what are those myths that you think our society's all about?
Yeah, the 5 myths are right about, it comes from being in a state of demagnetism. And one of them is the more I date, the better chance I have of finding the one.
Aha.
I'll just, yeah, and this is, This is one of the, and that's why I made this the first myth, because culturally, we said more is better.
Right.
And more I'm going to try, and I'll and it's all about gaining experience. At the end of it, then you say, oh, wow. Then mm-hmm. you will eventually, you're supposed to find the one.
Yes.
And we know from results that we have almost a 59% divorce rate.
Right.
Obviously, something isn't working.
Right.
And what is that? It is because of this.
Yes. Yes.
You think of numbers, and then people sleep with the person, do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, we find out it's not working.
Yeah.
So what you have done is you have lost precious energy.
Yes.
In that process.
Yeah.
And I coach so many women and men, mostly women. A lot of them carry residue from the past.
Sure.
Because we have this instrument, our mind, our consciousness, is indescribably subtle and indescribably powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we, in the West, are taught to keep our bodies really clean, but we are not taught about how to gain control over power over your mind and our emotions. To keep them clean.
Yes, and that keeps our body clean too, by the way.
Yes. And when we say, okay, and as you say, taking a shower twice a day is great. You'll start smelling great.
Yeah.
Why? Because there's constant bacteria which is attacking you.
Yeah.
And as you clean it, the bacteria just goes and you start smelling great.
Yeah.
The same way, we get attacked by mental and emotional bacteria every day.
Love it. Love it.
And this emotional mental bacteria starts growing inside you.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts developing. It comes in the form of moods. It comes in the form of negative thinking, in the self-limiting beliefs,
mm-hmm.
sadness, loneliness, despondency,
mm-hmm.
desperation.
Mm-hmm.
All these are reflections of mental and emotional bacteria.
Mm.
And as you go through multiple relationships, date, your instrument is being subjected to this mental and emotional bacteria.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're fair game. You have no recourse to work and cleanse yourself.
Yes,
there's no tool, and so you're carrying this baggage. And ultimately, even if you do meet the person who's meant to be, you won't even recognize because your tool is dirty.
Well said. So we're carrying this residue from the past, from negative experiences, whether
exactly.
they're our upbringing.
And it's
we didn't feel
and
loved.
That's the thing about our consciousness and our mind, because it has an incredible ability to perceive and store.
That's right.
It doesn't forget.
That's right.
It stores both the negative and positive experiences.
Mm-hmm. But we tend to really be more focused, I think, on the negative. I think it's easier
Absolutely.
To remember. Our subconscious, if we're going to go psychoanalytic on everybody, you know, we do have that subconscious that kind of stores all that nasty stuff. The good stuff,
right,
too.
Right, right. Should I read off into a little bit of the science of this or go continue with the message?
That's right. And that's the residue from the past. I love the way you put that,
right.
Vish. That's beautiful.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
So, Doctor, would you want me to continue with the myths,
should
I get into the science of why we store negative?
Let's rock it, first of all. I really still want to focus on the things that we were talking about in terms of the five myths within our society.
Okay.
So,
The second myth I talk about is there's no physical attraction, then true love is not possible. Again, this is a lack of awareness. And if you read Yoga and Love, in the very first chapter, I said one of the tenets of yoga, key principles of yoga, is when you look at Michelle or Vish or any other person, every human being is made of three layers or three parts. The body, the mind and emotion, and then spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've given a distribution. Let's say the body is 10% of who you are. And the mind, your mind and emotions are 30% of who you are. And your spirit, your higher self, is 60% of who you are.
Mm. Yeah.
And if you just focus on the body, what you're getting is only 10% of the other person. So the 10% of you is merging with 10% of another.
Right, right.
Or the lowest part of you, or the weakest part of you, is merging with the weakest part of another person. No wonder it's not fulfilling.
Yes.
No wonder it's not the whole pizza.
Right, exactly. Now, Vish, don't we have to sort of be attracted to someone, let's say, if we want some kind of a relationship? I mean, I've heard from patients who say,
right.
Ew, I thought he was creepy, you know, and I just couldn't.
It's very important to be aware. Then you choose.
Yeah.
So many couples which are very attractive person gets married to a physically very unattractive guy. But he has so many, his mental fragrance is so amazing. He's a master at something. He's spiritual.
Yes.
So what you're doing is you're falling in love with the 80 or 90% of that person. And the 10% is the physical body, which may not be that attractive, but it can be made into being attractive by becoming fit.
Yes.
And for that, we have Atta Hatha Yoga, right living.
Yes,
right diet.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
This is something we can change. Mm-hmm. Know that we can change. The attraction is based purely superficially on hormones.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And hormonal half-life is very, very low. It's a matter of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the reason you don't keep feeling the same sexual attraction over time. It comes down.
Yes, exactly.
But in yoga, you can also sustain that.
Right. No, it's true. Yeah, I hear so many of my patients again, too, who say, you know, it's like, well, he was sort of cute. You know, he kind of responded to me, but not really. I'm not really attracted to him. I said, but look at his profile. He's deep. He has some pretty great things about him. Look at this. What are you talking about?
Dr. Marshall, it's obvious because why people say that is because they don't know themselves.
Right.
They are not aware that they have these things inside them.
Right.
They have this deep spiritual. That's why I say explore your own consciousness.
Yeah.
That's why the 6-month program, I have this Love Magnet program, Yoga and Love program.
Yep.
It's 6 months of self-exploration, being happy with yourself first.
Yes.
Once you understand that, I'm not limiting and saying physical attraction is not important. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is it's not a priority.
Right. I mean, good grooming is healthy, but I mean, yeah.
Right. And then the third myth I talk about is casual dating for fun is okay to do until I'm old enough to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Again, what you're doing is you're setting yourself to build up bad emotional memories. There is abuse, emotional abuse. I quote some young women who've gone through abusive relationships or infidelity, which is very, very common.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreaks.
Yes.
And it's very difficult to get over these things.
Mm-hmm. It is. It hurts. So,
and some women, they carry 15 years, 20 years.
Yeah. No, exactly.
And there's no... Yeah. And then the fourth myth is, if it doesn't work out, I can always move on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
And then the fifth myth is, when I meet that special person, there will be a spark and love at first sight because I know I have a type.
Yes.
these are the myths. And coming back to what happens is, anytime there is failure or any trauma, there is a lock in the amygdala.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we know amygdala processes our emotions, our basal fear.
That's the brain.
Anger.
That's the brain part, folks.
Right. That's the brain part which we call as our reptile, which we inherited from our reptilian ancestors.
Oh, yeah.
Or our animal brain.
That's right.
And once that is triggered,
right,
its fundamental outward manifestation is fight or flight.
Yep. Yep.
And that is exactly what is happening in relationships today.
Yep. Doesn't feel
either,
good.
Either
I'm
the
gone.
Guy, yep. guy yep. disappears.
Yep.
You call him as commitment phobic. He's disappeared. Flight. That's it.
Yep.
Or you're cornered. You fight. Mm-hmm. You go end up in divorce, custody battle.
Oh, man. That's right.
So this is nothing but a reflection of what happens in the brain because there's a lock in the amygdala anytime there's a trauma.
Yep. That's exactly
and
right.
And when the trauma, and what does it do when there is a lock? You feel imprisoned. You feel negative affirmations like, there are no good men out there. I'm never good at this.
Right.
Love is not going to happen for me.
Yep. Those
These
thoughts.
Are nothing but, there's been a lock in the amygdala.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is unlock that.
Yep.
And how are you going to do that?
How
and
are we?
And this is the science aspect.
How?
We just spoke a lot about the yoga, the spiritual aspect.
Yes.
Or the higher self aspect. Now it's a science aspect.
Right, exactly. I want to throw in something real fast. So you said number five is, I'm going to know those sparks are going to fly as soon as I meet that special person, and this is going to be wonderful. So you don't believe at love at first sight? No? Is it a myth?
Well, I completely believe at love at first sight, but it necessarily doesn't have to happen to be time for you.
Okay.
That's why. What I say is, I'm in all this coaching and all these years of love. There are people who have had their love at first sight, but I would say it's probably 10%.
Yep.
Or less.
Yep.
And the reason I said it's a myth is because a lot of people believe in that fantastical thing, fantasy
yes.
thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And put pressure on themselves because they like my wife and I, man, we do not love at first sight. She didn't like me. Right. But
well.
Then now we're married, 11th year now.
Oh, congratulations.
And we're in 11th year of marriage, and our whole concept of love story marriage is a prime example of so many other couples.
You know, she is a lovely soul, by the way. Last time you came into the studios here, you know, you shared a lot of information about her, and good
right.
for you, man. But you,
right.
you
and,
did.
And if I believe, let's say, it has to be love at first sight, we would probably never be together.
Yes, yes.
Why and that is what yeah. I said as a myth.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It is possible. All I'm saying is these myths are being given, handed to you culturally.
Yes.
From media. It's a negative conditioning.
Yep.
Build awareness inside yourself. Then maybe it's love at first sight.
Yep.
Be open to it.
Yes.
You guys were being open to possibilities.
Okay, so we have to go within ourselves, and we have to learn more, and we're going to talk about
right.
that in a bit. And let me just encourage
right.
folks, we do have several questions here, but I want to ask you the biggie coming up, because most of the questions are, okay, how can I do this? So that's the crux of most of the questions here. But if you would like to email me, docmichelle@aol.com, here on LA Talk Radio, with my special guest, relationship expert, scientist, my goodness, a Vedic master almost of yoga, been doing it for 30 years, comes from a very well-known family who actually originated the technique, Bish Iyer. His book's called Yoga and Love. We're going to tell you how to get hold of the book and kind of get your act together a little bit more to just allow love into your life and stop being, as Vish described, so frenzied. I got to have another date. Got to have another date. Got to go out. Got to go online. Slow down, folks, and get in touch with yourself. So let's talk about that right now. I really like to find out the 7 yoga tools that you teach in your book, Yoga and Love, that help us have that union with ourselves and another person.
Right.
Okay, so
right.
what are they?
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, now this love story happened to me. Okay, I said, all right, I disturbed. There are 7 problems or 7 obstacles which
yes.
are preventing you from attracting the love of your life.
Uh-huh.
Which are preventing you from attracting your soulmate.
Yes. Okay.
And you could have either all 7 mm-hmm. problems, mm-hmm. or it could be 1 major problem. You could have the other 6 fine, but 1 problem. And I diagnosed and went into detail, and that's what my entire book is about.
Yes.
It's the entire book is about the 7 yoga keys.
Yes.
Which can annihilate these 7 problems.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I divided the 7 into 3 of them are inner issues, inner problems.
Okay. And,
which you need to work on first. And those are, number 1,
mm-hmm.
you do not love yourself enough.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's a hard
and you can call it not having a relationship with yourself, not really knowing what you want,
mm-hmm.
not being aware of your higher self, however you want to call it.
Yes.
Not having the commitment to explore your own mind and go deep and be nice to yourself and
yes.
really understand. So
yes.
I'm just saying it as,
yeah.
not loving yourself enough.
Number 1. I know you hear a lot of people, and I'm not going to reveal your whole book here, but I know we both hear a lot of people and clients, you know, who say, how can I love myself? That's weird.
Right.
They feel weird about it. You know, I don't even
right.
like myself. So.
Right. Right. But what, because that comes from lack of, we can talk about this
yeah.
for a second.
Yeah.
Do you want me to list that and then talk about what means to love yourself?
Well, let's touch on lack of love of yourself a little bit, so we'll stay
okay.
on point here.
Yeah, all right. One of the tenets of yoga is you came from love.
Mm.
You are nothing but bliss consciousness.
Mm. Yes.
It is not something you need to seek out,
mm.
but just build awareness, just like a diamond is covered with dust. It can be covered with dust for thousands and thousands of years. But if you put water and you clean it, the diamond is still there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The same way you are made of love. You are made of love and bliss consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so to say, how am I going to love yourself? Because when you call yourself, most people are identifying themselves with their body. I'm an accountant. I have so much money in the bank. Mm. This is what I like. And this is their identity.
Right.
Between their likes and dislikes.
Mm-hmm.
What yoga is saying is beyond likes and dislikes, beyond your ego mind, there is your higher self or your soul,
right.
And the quality of that soul is nothing but unconditional love.
Yes.
And to love myself, to love yourself means getting in touch with the core of who you are.
Yes. Yes.
Just like you drop a stone in the water, mm-hmm. you know the stone is going to hit the ground.
Yes.
Hit the bottom of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do anything. It's mm-hmm. gravity would do it.
Yes.
For you.
That's exactly
the
right.
same way as you slow down and build your identity beyond your basic likes and dislikes.
Yes.
You
yes.
will merge with your soul. That will automatically make you love yourself.
Mm.
Because
yeah.
that's what you want.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This is what it means when I say loving yourself.
Yes, and in your book, Love and Yoga, Yoga and Love, you really do get much more into detail on how to
yes,
do
I
that.
Yes, I get in much more detail. I give yeah. specific techniques which you can practice.
Yes, yes.
To build awareness, to get in tune with the love within yourself.
Ah, that's great. Okay, so number two, here we go.
Number two is constant negative affirmations.
Okay.
Like we were just talking about. I'm
right.
not good enough.
Right.
There are no men good, no good men out there. Oh, I've crossed 30. All my girlfriends are married. I'm not.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yep. I'm so overweight.
Mm, yes.
These are negative affirmations, which are, again, because of the lock in the amygdala, any trauma, any pain, comparison,
yep.
ego mind.
Mm-hmm.
Constant negative affirmation.
Yep.
That's number two.
Okay.
Number three, holding on to pain from, this is big. This is probably one of the biggest obstacles.
Mm.
I see this in the top, as the top two.
Yes.
Between loving yourself and.
Oh, yeah.
Pain, holding on to pain from the past.
Mm, gosh, isn't that true? Man, it's, that's.
As I say, so these are the three. And what is the solution for that? What are the techniques? So you practice meditation to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You practice mantra, positive affirmation practice,
mm-hmm.
mantra.
Yes.
To remove your constant negative chatter.
Yes.
To practice pranayama.
Yes.
There are certain specific breathing techniques.
Yes.
Which can help you unclear and clear out your baggage or your emotional baggage.
Yes.
And these are scientifically proven.
They really are. When we still that mind and focus. And also, you know, we have to, you went number two with affirmations and, you know, as well as losing the pain. We have to sort of believe in those things and slowly segue into believing those positive affirmations. You know,
see, the thing is this. This is the thing with positive affirmations. Initially,
yeah.
it might feel forced.
Mm-hmm.
Because our mind, again, because our mind has certain neuronal pathways.
Right.
Which we've been used to.
Right.
And this is how you talk. But once you start, because nothing but word is nothing but energy.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
And as you stop and say, okay, I'm going to change, and I'm going to put a new vocabulary into my consciousness.
Yes. Yeah.
And as you start putting new vocabulary, it's nothing but energy. Energy change, vibration change, consciousness change.
Yes.
The results and the manifestation will be according to the energy you put out.
Yep.
They'll be different.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're trying to change. And positive affirmations, again, all the techniques I'm talking about have been scientifically proven they work.
Yep. You
so
know,
these are the three yes. inner issues.
Yes.
And the outer.
Yes. I just wanted to jump in real fast. Maybe you can help this person out. Just real fast, because I do want to hear
okay.
the other ones. Is that cool? All right. We got
yeah, sure.
great email. Most of the emails, and you've been answering all the questions. So, folks, if you're listening, you're getting all the information you need from Vish right now, you know, about how to help yourself and go inside. Okay. The question here is from Sarah, and she said, "Hey, Vish, love your topic. I have been hurt many times in the past in relationships. I don't feel good about myself or my appearance. I've lost a great deal of weight. Everybody says I'm a wonderful, pretty girl, but I've been hurt and I can't help but think I'm going to be hurt again. How do I overcome that?"
Great question, Sarah.
Oh,
first of all, I want you to know that, do you believe you're beautiful?
Hmm.
You need to stop putting responsibility on the others,
hmm.
giving the power to others to tell you you're pretty
hmm.
or you're beautiful.
Right.
What wow. you have this greatest gift inside you, the power to use your own mind.
Mm.
What you're saying figuratively is, by when I say giving power away to others,
yes.
is You eat for yourself. It's a fundamental need. You don't expect others to eat for you.
Right.
The same way, you have the power to change yourself. It is your choice.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to be taught is how to do it. The problem is the how.
Yes. Yes.
Take power of your own mind. Know in 6 months, if you practice, or the first recommendation is, I would say, is get my book, read it.
Yes.
And if there are any questions, call me or email me.
Great.
You can change your body, build your self-esteem, become happy by just systematic, just like if you brush your teeth gets cleaned the same way. It's just a matter of learning what to do day to day.
Yes.
In 6 months, you will know, and I say, you have the power to change yourself. It lies within you.
Mm.
Your willingness.
That's beautiful, Vish. Thank you so much, Sarah, for emailing us. And do check out Vish's book. It's amazing, Yoga and Love. And don't be intimidated by the word yoga. All these people get weird, Vish. You know, they go, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to become a Zen expert.
Oh.
No.
Shall I answer the question? Let me answer the question.
Yeah.
Okay, yoga, we need to understand that just like if somebody tells you word computer,
yes,
or love, you don't get intimidated.
Yeah.
It's the same way yoga is just a word.
Yes.
It's a process. Yoga means, it's from the word yuj in Sanskrit, which means the union.
Mm.
When you eat great food, you're like, ah, oh, wow, how delicious is,
yes,
this food? You're in a state of yoga.
Uh-huh.
Being in a state of yoga is being in a state of oneness.
Uh-huh.
All these great yogis who retire into the forest, they want to be in that state of oneness all the time, and they want to get away from distraction. Because,
yes,
with distractions, it's a little harder.
Yes. Yeah.
Like us,
yeah,
being,
that's right,
being in the world and achieving state of oneness is hard.
Yes.
But that's what we are meant to do.
Yes.
You listen to great music, you're in a state of oneness.
Yes.
When you're having sex, you're,
yeah,
in a state of oneness.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we just have the glimpse of this oneness just for a few minutes throughout the day,
mm-hmm,
or a few minutes throughout a week.
Mm-hmm.
But these yogis have that all the time. So it's your choice how much time you want to spend, but it is not a required.
Right. Right. It sort of pulls you back into, you know, getting
and,
grounded.
And it,
yeah.
But yoga gives you step-by-step methods to consciously create that oneness.
Right.
At will.
Right. Right.
At will. That is the word here.
And that's right. And that's what your book, Yoga and Love, describes. Okay. So,
yep.
So we're moving on. And I love this because this is really clarifying things, I'm sure, for the listeners and, you know, helping them out to really understand. So, you know, we're going into all those really special things that people have to get in touch with. And we've already covered the inner things that people need to deal with. So the 7 yoga tools, now we're going to number 4 here.
Okay. Another big problem, the 4th obstacle, which is preventing you from finding the love of your life,
yep,
is your career, doing the work you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read my book, I divided this a day of 24 hours into 3 parts of 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 8 hours is your sleep. Everybody loves to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody needs to teach you.
We need
but
it.
Then you to sleep, right? Nobody needs to say, oh, do you love? Everybody loves to sleep. 8 hours. Mm-hmm. Now we have only 16 hours. And what I'm saying is, in those 16 hours, you need to better be in love. Out of those 16 hours, 8 hours is the work you do,
mm-hmm,
and the remaining 8 hours is spending time with your loved one, if you,
mm-hmm,
have a spouse, if you're,
mm-hmm,
single, right?
Yep.
Looking for love.
Yep.
And if you don't find the work you love to do, those, mm-hmm, 8 hours, you're demagnetizing yourself.
Ah.
Oh, I hate my work. Oh, I'm not getting paid enough. Oh, this is not right.
Yep.
When you complain constantly, you carry that back into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why, and I've seen relationships break. Suddenly, somebody discovers, oh, I always wanted to be an actor in Hollywood, and they're living in Chicago, and they want to move to Hollywood, and their wife doesn't want to move.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And they break up.
Right, right.
So this,
exactly,
is a big, big challenge.
Yes.
I would say the most important decision of your life is finding that love of your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you get that right,
mm-hmm,
life can be blissful.
Mm-hmm.
And the second most important decision, which is a different second, is finding the work you love to do.
Well, that
which
makes
I'm calling
lot
your dharma.
Yes. Okay. And that is important because, like what you're saying, again, if you're feeling like you're in a horrible place, again, you're creating those negative neural patterns that are reinforcing, I hate my work. I hate this.
Right.
I hate being here. And that's demagnetizing you, as you say.
Yes. And, yeah. And that's why I always recommend in my coaching, people first start looking for what you love to do.
Mm.
Once you do that, love will come.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's what happened. I love movies. And I'm an actor myself. And my wife and I, we met on a movie set. She loves acting. I love acting. Yeah. We met on a movie set.
Yes. Yeah.
If I didn't have the love for acting, I probably would not have found myself in a movie set.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is how it works. This is how the energy and synchronicity works.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
And then the fifth issue
mm-hmm.
is negative body image.
Mm, yes.
Not being in your ideal shape. I call it being in your ideal shape.
Okay.
Different people, you know, the media defines standards of beauty.
Yes.
Be skinny a certain way, but not every. It's incredibly difficult
right.
for everybody to achieve that.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And I coach supermodels, and yeah. trust me, they're not happy with their body.
Yeah.
For you, in your eyes.
Yes.
They might look perfect, but I coach them, I know.
Yes.
They are not happy with themselves.
No, that's right. They can be the same. You know, everybody thinks they're
and again,
beautiful. And
this is
you
a
know,
big obstacle
yeah.
in finding love.
Exactly. Exactly.
Otherwise, every supermodel will have the love of their lives, right? No. Nine out of ten. Nine out of ten. Or not. They're not found love or, right, they're not happy.
Yep. Yep.
And because they have not defined, there's something called concept of ideal shape. Which mm-hmm. I talk in detail about
yes.
book, but I'll just touch on a couple of sentences here.
Yeah.
Ideal shape is you get to a certain point within your own body where you are happy with yourself.
Yes.
When you read the book, you have. So it's not a universal standard, it is mm-hmm. your standard.
Yes. Yes, and you also, then you project that out. Yes.
Yeah. Right, it's a holistic, healthy consciousness.
Yes.
More than how you look on the outside.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And that's a great part of your book, by the way, to help people. I
yeah,
really
thank
want
you.
Folks to pick
then,
that
then
one.
The sixth,
yeah.
Then the sixth is, so we spoke, then the sixth is diet.
Yeah, yes.
A big, big obstacle. And people don't realize how with just a diet, you can find, by controlling diet and fasting, you can find blue magnetism so powerfully
mm.
and attract the love of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's proven that people who are depressed tend to eat bad food.
Yes, they
and
do.
And that results in obesity. And
that's
this is scientifically
right.
proven.
Yep, yeah.
Right?
No, it's true. They
Depend
come
out. Yeah.
Stuff themselves
with the comfort.
They have
tendency to eat sugar,
mm-hmm.
and the sugar, it's a negative
right.
cycle, feedback cycle,
yeah.
getting into depression, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Just by, and I've seen this over and over again in my coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't want to meditate.
Yeah.
I recommend changes in diet. I say drop sugar, drop carbs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So eat more protein, eat more vegetables.
Yep.
And instantly. And I've had cases where people drop 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds.
Yep. Exactly.
Within 3 months, 4 months.
Yeah.
This happened over and over.
Yep.
And they're like, oh my God, you created a miracle. I said, no. You already had this power.
That's right.
I'm just a mirror.
That's right. Exactly. And real quick before we do have a hard break coming up with the CBS News, but I want to get to number seven as well because that's a really good one too.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the seventh obstacle, which is a controversial obstacle, is the transmutation of sex energy.
Yes.
And that is why it goes back to the myth of casual dating or
right.
every time you have sex,
mm-hmm.
you're losing tremendous amount of energy,
mm-hmm.
meaning it is the energy of universe.
Yes.
You were created by sex. I was created by sex. Everything you look around you is created by sex.
Yep. Yep.
It's the mother of creative energy.
Yes, it is.
If that energy is dissipated away, what the yogis say is you demagnetize yourself to a point. Where it's just like you have a cup
yes.
and you put milk and the cup has hole in it.
Because
mm-hmm. you can keep pouring as much milk as you want, but the cup will always be empty.
No, exactly. And this can be described much, much more in detail. And you can get all of these wonderful ideas for yourself in Vish's book, folks. It's Vish Iyer is the author of Yoga and Love. Find better relationships out there, healthier relationships, and more important, the relationship with yourself. And
yes.
Vish, real quick.
It's a best-selling book, by the way.
Exactly.
It's
oh, it's a great book. You can find it everywhere, actually. But we want your website here so listeners can get your book, find out more about you and your teachings and appearances and all that. So what's the best way?
Yeah.
The best way, you can find me at www.yogaandlove.com, yogaandlove.com, or you can find me on Amazon. I'm all over. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter. Like my page. If you have questions, you can send it over. Okay. I do personal coaching, and my goal is to heal 15 million singles and couples in the next 2 years.
Wow. Well, you'll do it.
With Yoga and Love.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the book just got approved to be part of the curriculum for California marriage therapists and counselors.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's wonderful. Because it is written.
Yeah.
It really is scientific. It really is written well.
Yep. Yes.
Vish, as always, a pleasure to talk with you. You're an amazing guy. And what I love about you is that you live that which you teach. So good for you, man. You're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Michelle.
All
it's
right.
always an honor to be and to be interviewed by such a great psychologist. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Keep in touch. We'll talk soon. And looking forward to your next book, too.
All right. Thank you.
All Bye. Right. Bye-bye. All right, Vish Iyer. Again, if you want to hear this show on a rerun, it'll be up and ready in the archives right after this show goes off the air. And more details about how to get in touch with Vish will be on my webpage here on LA Talk Radio tomorrow as well. So you can listen to the show if you missed a lot of it. You want to get back into it, replay, download, whatever. As I always say, do take care of yourself first, and you will be great for others. And that's the way it works in the world, folks. All right, I'll be back next week. We're going to talk about people tools. Yep, those people tools. You need to learn how to be a better person and relate with others. Have a good one. Bye-bye.